Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, please feel free to email me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Be sure to cast your vote for the show on Podcast Alley, podcastalley.greatdetectives.net, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, before we do get started, I do want to remind you about our Kindle blog subscriptions. For those of you who have the Amazon Kindle, you can be updated whenever we post a new article on the blog. And topics include detective stories, book reviews, articles about television and radio stars. You can get it all right on your Kindle. You can try it out free for 2 weeks. And then after that, it's 99 cents a month if you'd like to continue. So just search for the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio in the Kindle store. Well, let's go get into today's episode of The Adventures of the Abbots, The Canary Blonde Heiress.
After all, there are two sides to being one of the prettiest and wealthiest girls in the world. You have all the money anybody could want and all the enemies.
The National Broadcasting Company presents The Adventures of the Abbots, starring Claudia Morgan and Mandel Kramer as Pat and Jean Abbott, those popular characters of detective fiction created by Francis Crane. NBC invites you to join Pat and Jean each week at this time for an exciting recorded adventure in romance and crime. Now here is Claudia Morgan as Jean Abbott to set the stage for tonight's puzzle in murder.
The gorgeous and very rich girl I mentioned was destined to become involved with my husband, Pat Abbott, a private detective in San Francisco. The best. Well, this case began on the top floor in room 4C of a shabby rooming house by the San Francisco waterfront. A thin, nervous little man named Wally Russell was puffing away at a cigarette. From time to time, Wally would steal a glance at a cheap alarm clock on his dresser. Wally had an appointment with an exquisite blonde. Oddly enough, he wasn't looking forward to it.
Oh. Who's there?
It's Kay Braddock. I'd like to see Mr. Wally Russell, please.
Wally Russell? Sorry, Well, he ain't in.
Could you tell me where I might find him? I'm sure he was expecting me.
No, I can't tell you.
Well, could I trouble you to give him a package?
Okay. Wait a minute. All right, Miss Braddock. Where's the dough?
How did you know it was money?
Well, didn't you say so?
No, I did not.
Well, I guess I must have misunderstood.
No, you didn't misunderstand anything. You know perfectly well what you're talking about. You're Wally Russell.
Me? You're crazy.
Where are the letters?
What letters? Look, Miss Braddock, what do you mean?
I want those letters, Wally. Now, do I get them? Or do I have to...
Put the gun away. Look, lady, it might go off.
It certainly might.
All right. I'm Wally Russell, but I haven't got your letters.
You're a liar.
Look, I swear to you, I haven't got the letters. I haven't got them. They were stolen from me this afternoon.
I don't believe you.
Look, lady, why should I pull a phony? Didn't you say you'd buy them back?
Who stole them?
Well, I don't know.
I'm warning you, Wally. I'll take this
easy,
gun.
Easy, easy now. Easy, don't... It was Pat Abbott.
Who's Pat Abbott?
He's a private detective.
Why should he steal the letters?
Well, he's had a bad run of luck lately. He's not been making any dough. He probably figured his price to you could even be higher than mine, you see.
Well, then he gives you a cut, huh?
No, so help me, you don't. I got nothing to do with him.
Heaven help you if you've made this story
up. Wait a minute, Miss Braddock, where are you going?
To see Abbott.
Would you don't want to just go barging in on him. Look, he might not be ready for you. He might get sore. He might use the letters some way you won't like.
I want to catch him off guard, Wally. That's exactly what I want to do. Catch him when he's not ready for me.
Maybe a psychiatrist could tell you why Pat's name suddenly popped into Wally Russell's mind. Of course, Pat wasn't having bad luck, and he'd never have taken the letters anyway. In fact, Pat's quite unpopular with the underworld because he won't take cases that are even a little bit on the shady side of the law. Well, Pat was in his office going over some reports on recent cases, and when he heard a knock on the door, he opened it and saw this breathtaking canary blonde.
Are you Pat Abbott?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm Kay Braddock.
Oh, I recognize you. I saw your picture in the magazines.
Aren't you going to invite me in?
Hmm? Oh, certainly. It isn't very lavish in here, but come in. Come in, have a seat.
Thank you.
Now then, what can I do for you, Kay?
I'm Miss Braddock, if you don't mind.
Very well. And you can call me Pat.
I could call you a lot of things.
Like what, for instance?
Oh, a rotten blackmailer, for instance. A cheap crook.
Why would you do that?
Where are my letters?
Where's what?
My letters? You speak English, do you not? Perhaps not well, but enough to understand simple words.
What letters are you talking about?
The ones you stole from Wally Russell. I'll buy them back.
Look, maybe you'd better go outside and come in again. I lost my place.
Stop stalling, Abbott. I'm warning you. I'll make one offer, and that's it. $25,000?
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Would this make it any clearer?
A gun? No. No, I've seen them before. And they've also been pointed at me before by overexcited females. So put it away. Look, I won't get hurt playing games like this, but you will.
Wait, you unspeakable...
All right, I'll take that.
Let go of that gun. Let go. All right. I'm so desperate.
I'll just keep it here in my drawer. Hmm? This is National Safety Week.
Hey, you all right? What's been happening?
Harvey, he wouldn't give them to me.
I told you to let me handle this, Kay.
Why? Would you have been any better at it?
Yes, my fine high-class Seamus. I would have been much better at it. Katie, you go on home. You leave me here with Abbott.
All right. All right, Harvey, but please be careful.
Must you leave so soon, Miss Braddock? You came in here, called me dirty names, cracked me in the face. It's been charming. I hate to see you go.
Oh, that's very funny. See if you find Harvey just as amusing.
Okay, Abbott. Where are the letters?
Well, which ones do you want? The sad one that I wrote to the tax bureau or the happy one I wrote to Santa Claus?
You're just full of side-splitting remarks today, aren't you?
Because I'm a little peeved, if you don't mind, chum. I never heard of any letters. And a bunch of characters come marching in waving guns at me and asking for them. I just don't dig it.
I want the three letters Kay wrote to me. She'll buy them back.
Why should she? You both read them, didn't you?
Because Kay is to be married, that's why. And if Everett, that's Lord Glenview, if he ever sees them, he'll call it off.
Judging by all the signs, you shouldn't want the marriage to take place anyway. Looks to me like you're torching for Kay.
What of it? She'd be much better off with him. He's rich, too. Famous, distinguished family. She's a blue blood. I'm nothing. I disgrace her. Ah, where are the letters?
I've told her and I tell you, I don't know anything about any letters. Now, stop acting like a child. If I had them and I wanted to sell them, I'd talk price, wouldn't I? She offered me 25 big ones.
Wally Russell said...
Well, whoever Wally Russell is, he's a phony. That was a line. I don't know why he mentioned me. He probably saw my name somewhere and got into a tough spot.
Why should he do this, though? He's admitted stealing the letters from my apartment.
I don't know why he should do it. I just came in myself.
You know something, Abbott? I believe you.
I'm deeply touched. Now, if Miss Braddock would like me to represent her, I could talk to this Wally Russell.
Thanks. Never mind. Wally's one job I should be able to handle myself. Come on in, Wally. Happy to see you.
Harvey?
It's Mr. Scott to you.
Well, look, how did you get into my room?
The superintendent let me in. I told him you were expecting me.
But you got no right to do that.
Wicked of me, huh? Lying that way?
Look, I mean, Mr. Scott, I know why you're here. Look, I told Miss Braddock the truth. Those letters of yours were really swiped from me.
Sure, by a private detective named Pat Abbott. You'll have to do better. I just saw him.
You did? Well, he's lying then. He's covering up.
I hardly think
well,
so.
Look, why should I send you to him? Didn't the dame offer to buy him back? What kind of a merry-go-round would it be if I made it all up?
Where are those letters?
Oh, you cut it out! Hey, me!
You don't tell me I'll...
Oh,
there goes
my neck, you crazy.
I've had enough. I've had enough of you, you slimy thief.
Pat thought he'd heard the last of Miss Braddock and her letters, but apparently he hadn't. Several hours after Harvey Scott dropped in on Wally Russell, I was with Pat in his office.
And why are you so thoughtful-looking, sweetie?
Well, darling, the letters I wrote you. Remember them?
Sure. I used to be embarrassed to go on mail call in the Pacific. Every Marine in the outfit waited to see me get your letters.
you didn't read them aloud, did you?
Of course not. But they knew the kind of stuff that was in them.
Oh. They were beautiful love letters. Poetic, sensitive.
And 6 cents short.
That's very unromantic.
Darling, if only you understood the postal.
I was just wondering. Now, what can a woman say in a love letter that's worth $25,000 to get the letter back?
I'll ask her.
Ask who?
Kay Braddock. 5 will get you 10. This is Miss Braddock. Hello?
Mr. Abbott?
Speaking.
This is Kay Braddock. What do you want for those letters?
Oh, not that again.
I said, what's your price?
Well, there isn't any. I don't know anything about it. Harvey Scott just went to get them back from Wally Russell.
I know he did. Harvey's here now.
Didn't he get them?
No.
Put him on.
Just a second. He wants to talk to you.
Abbott?
Yes. I take it you didn't do too well with your friend Wally.
You take it right.
Does he still say I have the letters?
He does.
Mm-hmm. Look, since you laid an egg up there, how about giving me a crack at it?
It's a free country.
No, no. I want an authorization. I don't work that way. I will represent Miss Braddock and put an end to this blackmail scheme, and my fee is $500. I'll return the letters to her.
And you do have them?
Of course not. Don't be a sap. But I'll find them. Look, why should I offer them to her for $500 if she said she'd pay $25,000?
Hold on. All right, Abbott. You're hired.
Right. You'll hear from me.
Well, you got a job, dear?
Yeah, and a rough one. Give me a straight bank robbery any time, not this blackmail hanging up everybody's dirty wash.
Pat.
Hmm?
Would you love me more if I were an exquisite blonde with, $1 million?
Of course not.
You couldn't love me more, hmm?
No. Do you know what kind of taxes I'd have to pay?
I hate you. I hope the murder in this case starts after you with a gun, a bottle of poison, and a carving knife.
You may get your wish, pal. Sooner than you think.
Pat decided to go over to Wally Russell's place, and, well, I persuaded him to let me go along. You know, he grumbles all the time about my being in the way, but He also knows my woman's intuition has paid off in a lot of cases.
Wally? Wally Russell?
He isn't here, Pat.
No. Wait a minute, I'll turn on this light.
Pat, look. On the bed, under that blanket.
All right, you just stay where you are, Jean. But I'll take a look. Well, that gets Wally Russell off the suspect list. The hard way.
Pat, the room looks so upset. Was he strangled?
Well, there are throat marks, Jean, but actually he was killed by a knife. This knife.
Go. Was he killed by the same person who tried to strangle him?
Not necessarily. You know, this development will make things very difficult for me, Jean. I was working for Kay Braddock. The police might try to detain me.
Oh, well, darling, they know you're on the right side of the ball game.
Yes, but if it's a very mystifying case, they'd need some action. They'd have to show some results. They might try grilling me for a while. Look around. Let's see if we can find any letters.
Hmm? I'll try, dear. No. Nothing much here in this drawer.
There's nothing much in the room, I'd say. No desk, no cabinets.
But darling, where are you going?
Come on, Jean, we'll report this to the police. Then I want to have a little chat with the canary blonde heiress.
Kay, darling.
Yes, Everett.
You know you love England, especially my estate at Glenview. They say there's a legend. They say that honeymooners...
Everett, I want to ask you something.
Of course, darling.
Suppose your family doesn't approve of me.
Approve of you? Why shouldn't they?
I'm an American. I'm not royal.
Oh, please, don't be absurd.
It's probably the mailman. Why don't you look at a magazine, dear? I'll be right back.
Very well, darling.
1 second, please. Just a minute. Oh.
Hello, Miss Braddock. Remember me, Pat Abbott?
No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid we've never met.
What's that?
I've never seen you before in my life.
Oh, knock it off, Miss Braddock. You retained me to recover some letters that Wally Russell stole from Harvey Scott. Now, let's not play games, I'm getting a little impatient.
I haven't the slightest idea of what you're talking about.
Next, you'll be saying you never heard of Harvey Scott.
It's true, I haven't.
Then it wouldn't interest you to know that Wally Russell is dead.
It would not.
Particularly if you killed him.
I must ask you to leave, Mr. Abbott.
I may have to refuse, Miss Braddock.
And that would be extremely rude, Mr.
Abbott. Pat Abbott.
Well, I'm Everett Seabury, Lord Glenview.
Are you?
The tone of your voice indicates you don't believe it, and I resent that.
I'm afraid I can't be responsible for what you read into what I say.
Well, my dear sir, I don't know who you are...
I'm a private
or
detective.
...or what you want, but you're obviously upsetting my fiancée. And I suggest that you leave.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's been a murder.
Don't listen to him, Everett.
Miss Braddock wants you to go, Mr. Abbott.
Well, that's too bad. You see, I have a little speech prepared, and I was hoping to make it.
Well, you...
Pat, dear... How do you feel?
Like a big dope. Keeping my eye on that blonde.
Well, I told you to cut that out.
If I wasn't watching her, I'd have seen this Englishman coming with that Sunday punch. Come to think of it, I did kind of spot it coming, but he scored anyway.
Well, he would have.
Why? They don't usually get me.
Darling, he used to be an amateur heavyweight champ.
He did?
When you first mentioned the case to me, I looked up Lord Glenview's background. He was on the English team in the last Olympics.
No wonder.
Well, they packed you off into the elevator. They left you in the lobby. I came along to pick you up and found you groggy but happy. Dumped you in this cab and... Well, you caught up now.
Caught up on everything but who stabbed Wally Russell.
Well, who did, Pat?
I don't know who. I can guess why, though. Because of the letters that Kay wrote Harvey Scott. The killer must have them now.
How can you be sure?
Well, they weren't in Wally's apartment, and they're too valuable to destroy.
In other words, find the fan mail and you find the boy.
Let's go to police headquarters.
Oh, darling, what for?
Maybe I can persuade them that I can crack the case if they send Harvey, Kay, and Everett a wire to go to my office.
But what for?
That's elementary, my dear Jeannie. Gives me time to search all their apartments.
Find anything, Pat?
No, not a thing, Jane. We better hurry. There's no telling how long before Harvey Scott comes back here to his place.
Look.
Well, what's all that?
Birdcage, roulette wheel, poor man's Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Now, Harvey Scott must keep pretty busy. Wonder if his landlord knows what's going on up here.
I think so.
Well, oh, hello, Harvey. I thought you'd be at my office.
Sorry if I embarrassed you. I forgot my wallet. I presume you know searching my apartment can only be done by the police. If they have a warrant.
I sometimes forget the, social amenities.
Get out, both of you. I can't stand cheap kibitzers butting into everybody's business.
Also, I'm allergic to remarks like that. Isn't that odd?
Isn't it also quite legal if I find someone ransacking my premises for me to shoot?
Is that an academic question?
No, I mean it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll run along.
I suppose you ran through Kay's apartment, too.
You know, it's funny, I don't remember.
You ruined Kay, you won't live to regret it, Mr. Detective.
Frankly, what's your angle in this? Just frustrated romance?
What do you think?
Well, I can't believe that you're just a knight in shining armor.
Don't worry about it, then. Forget the whole case.
Did Kay buy you off?
Get out. Stay out. And you...
Yes, what about me? I'm Mrs. Abbott.
Take care of your husband, then. Extra good care. He's liable to have an accident.
You got the key, darling?
Well, it's hard to find, Pat. You and I go sneaking into so many places, I can never find the key to your office. Now, wait, I'll look in my purse. Pat, I don't understand. No letters at Harvey's, none at Kay's. What do you think about Lord Glenview?
Well, he could be a fake.
Well, then how come I found all that background on him?
You didn't find too much. Being fast with his hands, he could have patterned himself on the genuine article. Look, Jean, we could try a bluff.
Here's the key.
Oh. Well, Lord Glenview, how did you get in here?
Well, shall we say this epidemic of housebreaking is contagious, and shall we leave it at that?
Where's Kay?
Well, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting this lovely lady.
My wife. Where's Kay?
How do you do? Well, I thought the two of us should have a chat, Mr. Abbott. She may be by later.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you like to chat about?
I'd like to know why you are annoying Kay.
I was working for her.
So you said when we first met. Now, who is Harvey Scott?
Why don't you ask Kay?
Well, because I would prefer to get the information from you.
Well, I'm afraid you're wasting your time. And besides, by opening up this little can of peas, you might run into some questions you won't like.
Can of peas, eh? For instance?
Well, suppose your title is a fake, and, suppose Kay should find out.
Hmm. Yes. Mm. Go on.
You might put a few dollars aside by cashing in on the letters yourself. Even if she doesn't marry you, she'd want them destroyed.
You know, that's a very ingenious theory, Abbott. But I don't know what letters you're talking about.
You don't? All right, then, we'll skip that for the moment.
I hardly think so.
Pat, it won't be a sock in the jaw this time. That gun he has...
Oh!
Oh, well, this time, thank heaven, you were ahead of him, Pat.
Yes, darling, but it's too bad I had to smash your favorite vase in my lord's noggin. Well, maybe I can find another vase.
No, you'll never find one like that, dear.
Hmm? Why?
You see what's inside?
Hey, good girl, letters. from Kay Braddock to Harvey Scott. I'll just relieve my lord of that gun. He'll be coming around in a minute.
Pat, I'll visit you in the death house.
What do you mean?
Well, you said the killer was the man who had the letters. Well, you had him, pal, right here in your own office. In my favorite box. Incidentally, I do wish you'd chosen another place to hide them.
Oh, stop the clowning. I have to figure out who planted those letters here and
perhaps
then...
Perhaps we can assist you, Abbott.
Harvey Scott.
Everett. Everett, darling.
My
what
husband.
Happened?
My husband conked him, Miss Braddock.
With a vase, inside of which, Miss Braddock, I found the missing letters.
Let me have them.
Just one second. You're forgetting something.
You'll get money.
I don't want the money. I want the killer. One of you charming people tried to frame me.
It certainly wasn't Kay.
How can you be so sure, Harvey?
She was with me all afternoon.
Where were you at 3:30?
Why?
That's when Wally Russell was murdered.
I said she was with me.
And I said, where were you?
Well,
we were having a drink at the Fraser Bar.
Why don't you keep out of this, Harvey?
Harvey gave you the answer.
But it wasn't the right one. Now, let's face it, Miss Braddock, you don't have an alibi. But you may not be put on the stand.
Why?
That would be up to you. Shall she testify against you?
Me?
Certainly. You killed Wally Russell.
Really?
Now, don't try to leave, chum. I said, don't... Just winged you, Mr. Scott. You wouldn't listen. But you'll have plenty of time for listening now. You know, might have paid you to listen before to what you said was a, fine, high-class Seamus like me.
Harvey Scott was packed off to the clink. And a few days later, Kay Braddock came to see Pat.
Well, where's his lordship, Miss Braddock?
Well, I wouldn't know, Mr. Abbott. My original suspicion was correct. His family didn't approve of me.
Oh?
Especially after I was mixed up in a lurid crime. Oh, I think I owe you some money.
Well, I'll mail you a bill.
May I be a little curious?
Sure.
Why did Harvey do it?
I'm afraid the truth might be an awful blow to your pride.
Oh?
All you meant to him was money in the bank.
Well, then, why was he so concerned about the letters?
You see, Wally never stole those letters from Harvey's apartment. Harvey gave them to him to shake you down. Then Wally got smart. He figured, why work on a percentage basis with Harvey when he could claim the letters were stolen from him and collect the full amount?
Oh, no. So that's why Harvey was so upset when the letters disappeared.
Mm-hmm. He knew Wally was double-crossing him, so after squeezing the truth out of him and then recovering the letters, he killed him.
But, why did he plant the letters in your office?
Because they were hot. You see, we all knew that they supplied the motive for Wally's death.
Mm-hmm.
But Harvey couldn't bring himself to destroy them. With your bankroll, those letters could be converted into cash at any time. He could always get in to see me at my office and try removing them on some pretext.
How did you know he was guilty?
Elimination. Everett didn't know about the letters. And you, well, if you had killed Wally, you're the one person who would have destroyed the letters. So, that left Harvey.
I should have let you handle everything from the beginning.
Well, it, I guess it might have been a little easier at that.
Yeah, might have been more fun, too.
There'd have been a killjoy, though, Miss Braddock.
Oh, how do you do? Your wife.
It's, no dice where Pat's concerned, Miss Braddock.
Oh? Don't you like blondes, Mr. Abbott?
Oh, yes, I certainly, No, I...
Oh, and don't you like, wealthy women, Mr. Abbott?
Yes, of course. I mean, they, No, no.
It's just that he loves his wife more than any other woman. Isn't it, Pat?
No. Yes.
And Adventures of the Abbots has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Welcome back. Well, that last scene was actually pretty funny, and I think something a lot of husbands, and hopefully a few wives, can relate to as well. Mandel Kramer doing a good job settling into the role of Pat Abbott. I should mention, though, we are actually running out of the Adventures of the Abbots. We only have 3 more weeks with Pat and Jean after today, and then we'll be taking you to William Gargan in Ideal and Crime for 3 weeks, and then we'll follow up with our more permanent Monday show, which will also star William Gargan, Barry Craig, confidential investigator. Well, we do have listener comments and feedback. This comes from Brian, who writes, "Hi, Adam, I wanted to take a second and tell you that I've really been enjoying all your old-time radio podcasts. Superman and Dragnet are tied for my top spot. I wanted to ask you a question, too. My wife and I have an elderly friend who grew up listening to the Henry Aldrich Show, and I wanted to make sure her MP3 with a bunch of episodes on it. I looked on archive.org and was able to find the show, but before I do a bunch of downloading, I wanted to ask if you found that the site is relatively secure. I'd hate to download a bunch of viruses and stuff." Internet Archive, archive.org is one of the most fabulous places online. I've downloaded probably hundreds of files off there, never really had any problems. So it's fairly secure. I really appreciate any feedback you may be able to give me, and keep up the good work. It's much appreciated. Thanks again from Brian in Arizona. P.S. I plan on buying the app to show my support when I get a chance. Well, thanks so much, Brian. That's much appreciated. Well, that'll do it for now. We'll be back tomorrow with Nero Wolf. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Be sure to cast your vote for the show on Podcast Alley, podcastalley.greatdetectives.net. And follow us over on Twitter @Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.